Things Yet Future, Revelation chapters 4 through 22. After these things I looked, and behold, a door opened in the heaven. And the first voice which I heard as of a trumpet was talking with me, saying, Come up hither, and I will show thee things which must take place after these things. And immediately I became in spirit, and behold, a throne was placed, or being placed, in the heaven, and upon the throne one sitting. Revelation 4 verses 1 and 2 in the Greek. Compare this with Isaiah chapter 14 verse 13. The third great division of Revelation begins with this chapter. The second vision viewpoint is marked by John's entrance into the opened heaven. On that occasion, he heard the same mighty voice which had spoken in the first grand division of this interesting series. Instead of turning to see the speaker, he was summoned up to heaven. Here we are introduced into the throne room of our Lord Jesus Christ. He earned this honored place by his sufferings and death for humanity. In chapter 4, he is seen as the Lamb of God and Redeemer. Compare Daniel 7, verse 9, which says, I beheld till the thrones were cast down, or set up, and the Ancient of Days did sit. Daniel and John saw the placing of the thrones in heaven. We read of principalities, powers, and wicked spirits in the heavenlies in Ephesians 6. In Ephesians 2, we are taught that God raised up his Son from the grave and provisionally raised us up with him and seated us with him in the same heavenlies. Satan's throne is now in the lower regions of the heavens. He is the prince of the power of the air and the god of this world. Therefore, the conflict of spiritual saints is not with flesh and blood, but with those wicked forces in the heavenlies. By faith, we now dwell where we shall someday actually dwell, clothed with glorified bodies. Description of the King. And he that sat was to look upon like a jasper and a sardine stone, and there was a rainbow round about the throne, in sight like unto an emerald. Revelation 4 verse 3. The ninefold picture of Jesus Christ in Revelation 1 was him as the judge of Christendom. Here we have a picture of him as the coming universal ruler. Bear in mind that though it reads as if those things had already happened, their fulfillment is yet future. Everything from Revelation 4 through 22 was future to the Apostle John's view and to us, because Revelation chapters 2 and 3 carry us through to the end of this church age. The jasper of Scripture is like our diamond, clear as crystal. Compare Revelation 21:11. Jasper means he will be made bare or prominent. The sardius was the carnelian in various shades of red, also the color of raw flesh. Sardius means ruddiness, which suggests the humanity of Christ. Having redeemed mankind by his death and resurrection, God will display him in great glory before the vast heavens by and by. A rainbow spanned the heaven after the flood, the token to Noah that the earth would not again be destroyed by water. But John saw a rainbow around the throne before the threatened judgments, the token of God's mercy in the midst of the tribulation days. The emerald, meaning green gem, foretells of life out of death, a new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Look for a full description of these and other gems at the end of this study book. And around the throne were 24 thrones, not seats, and upon the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white raiment, and they had on their heads crowns of gold. Revelation 4, verse 4 of the Greek. Some full-grown saints will reign conjointly with Jesus Christ. Crowns of gold speak of the highest order of crowns. The figure 24 was the number of the priestly courses under the Old Testament. 12 is the number of divine government, and twice 12 is the strength and authority that believers will have when crowned and reigning with Christ. And out of the throne proceeded lightnings and thunderings and voices, and there were 7 lamps of fire burning before the throne, which are the 7 spirits of God. Revelation 4 verse 5. This speaks of Jehovah's majesty, might, holiness, and right, and his justice in punishing the wicked, which he is about to do. as a drenching rain is preceded by dreadful thunder and dazzling lightning, so the judgments about to be poured out upon a Christ-rejecting world are portrayed in symbol from heaven. See 1 Samuel 12, verses 17 and 18. The seven spirits express the sevenfold fullness of the Holy Spirit in whatever capacity he may act. The lamps of fire burning suggest the indignation of the Holy Ghost against the wicked and his clear illumination of men, leaving everyone without excuse. The seven horns of the Lamb indicate his sufficiency of power, and the seven eyes his perfection of penetration. The two symbols being the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth, Revelation 5:6, indicate that the Holy Spirit is the executive agent of the Godhead in accomplishing his purposes on the earth. The Holy Spirit executes the will of the Father and of the Son, whether dispensing mercy or judgment. This proves that the Holy Spirit is not what withholdeth or letteth, 2 Thessalonians 2:6. He will continue to operate on earth during the 7 years opening the next age, disseminating blessing on all who will believe, but wreaking vengeance on those that will not repent and believe. And before the throne was a sea of glass like unto crystal, and in the midst of the throne and round about the throne were four beasts full of eyes before and behind, Revelation 4, verse 6, the Greek. In 1 Kings 7:23, we read of a molten sea before Solomon's temple, which corresponded with the laver made by Moses. Spiritually, it is called the laver of regeneration, Titus 3:5. The sea of glass expresses the cleansing absolutely necessary to come into God's presence. The elders will have obtained that cleansing. The living creatures, or ones. The living creatures, not beasts, figure a company of full overcomers who possess the characteristics here named. In Ezekiel 1, they are seen on earth. Here they are seen in heaven. They occupy the closest and most intimate place with Christ and will always have that place. John saw them in the throne and round about it. They have full vision of divine things, having eyes before, behind, and within. They understand divine history and prophecy, the Old Testament and the New Testament, and discern deep Christian experiences. They reach the acme of spiritual wisdom and understanding. He that is spiritual discerneth all things, but is discerned of no man. 1 Corinthians 2:15. The first living creature like a lion, the second living creature like an ox, the third living creature with the face of a man, and the fourth living creature like a flying eagle. Revelation 4 verse 7, Revised Standard Version. A fourfold portrait is given of them. The lion denotes strength and courage. The righteous are as bold as a lion, Proverbs 28, 1. The ox calf speaks of sacrifice, suffering, and service. The ox treadeth out the corn, Deuteronomy 25, 4. The face of a man proves that the living creatures are human beings and not disembodied seraphs, unfallen angels, or some mysterious super sublime creatures connected with the government of God. The flying eagle denotes their heavenly spiritual nature and activities. They are partakers of Christ. He is their life. Galatians 2:20. The way of an eagle in the air is wonderful. Proverbs 3:19. The translation of the saints also will be wonderful. The Lord says, I am the living one, he that liveth. Revelation 1:18. And here are four living creatures. Our Lord possessed the above four traits of character, which are pictured in the four gospel records. He is the lion of the tribe of Judah, as described by Matthew. He is seen as the ox of sacrifice and service in Mark. Luke portrays him as the Son of Man. John sets him forth as the eagle, the heavenly divine one.